This is Sufter Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Owens, O-W-E-N-S, first name Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. The date of evaluation, March 7, 2022. Date of birth, November 15, 1945. Referring physician, Dr. Eugene McMillan. The HBI, the correction chief complaint, 76-year-old African-American female complaint of shortness of breath. The HBI, the patient is a 76-year-old African-American female who reports 3 to 4 months of increasing shortness of breath, which is worse than when she is walking, period. She further reports occasional substernal chest pain associated with shortness of breath, period. This is improved with rest, period. Patient notes symptoms have been present for some time. She was evaluated by her primary care and referred for evaluation. The past medical history, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history unremarkable, medications, losartan, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, comma, atenolol, comma, amlodipine, period. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother died of diabetes in 2012, she had hypertension, father died of leukemia, social history, prior cigarettes, but none in 20 plus years, she notes occasional alcohol use, review of systems, constitutional, she has weight gain, she further reports fatigue and generalized weakness. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, she has dry eyes. Oral cavity, she further reports dryness of the oral cavity. Respiratory, she has cough. Gastrointestinal, she reports right-sided chest discomfort. Genitourinary, she reports frequency and urgency. Musculoskeletal, she has diffuse muscle pain, cramps, weakness. She has joint pains, period. Neurologic, she had episode of dizziness 3 weeks ago, but otherwise unremarkable. Psychiatric, she reports feeling stress, period. Infectious disease, she reports having COVID-19 in December while in Dallas, Texas. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 148/76, pulse 74, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches. The cardiovascular examination is significant for a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, HEENT significant for the left conjunctiva appearing somewhat cloudy. Sclera is noted to be cloudy, period. Extremities reveal 1+ splitting edema. Data review. Echocardiogram performed on April 5, 2022 reveals left ventricular ejection fraction of 72%. There is no evidence of aortic regurgitation. There is no mitral regurgitation. Trace pulmonic regurgitation is noted. Exercise treadmill performed on April 11, 2022 reveals baseline EKG with sinus rhythm of 58 beats per minute, no significant STTVAP change. On treadmill testing, she has mild non-specific STTVAP changes, period. These quickly normalize in recovery, period. Patient exercise 10 minutes and 1 second and achieved a peak heart rate of 120 beats per minute, which is 83% of the maximum predicted heart rate. The test was stopped because of dyspnea and fatigue. The impression no overt evidence of angina or ischemia. She does have dyspnea on exertion, period. Can consider dobutamine echocardiogram for further evaluation of ischemia, period. Stress test, essentially non-diagnostic in the office, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.